When they talk about vocal performances, you do not repeat, do not get any better than that, do you, Phil Schulman?
No, she was absolutely mistress of call. Absolutely brilliant.
Terrific. Yeah. What a wonderful song. It's selected by your boy.
Yep, good selection, son. He knows. Yes. He knows.
Yeah. Now, we'll be getting on to a few other things as well, people you tour with and other acts there. But what I'm going to pull out for you now is this, courtesy of Phil Freeman, right?
It would be, yeah.
Now, I want you to tell me about that.
Christ's sake, what is this? I have to look, excuse me.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, put the other glasses on then.
The other glasses on. Right. Oh yes, the moles. Oh, yes.
Right. Could we have a little bit of information about We Are the Moles? Yeah. By the way, thanks to Pete Crew for digging out the MP3 for me and getting hold of that. Mind you, Uncle Derek also managed to get a copy of it for me. Yeah. So I had two of them on the go.
You know what it sounds like then, yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, I know the story. Yeah. I'm catching up on things.
It's called
here.
Limited in Lyrics. You probably know. That is the lyric, We Are the Moles, yeah.
Yes.
But it was basically, once again, our manager was a guy who was highly involved with TV. He was a well-known producer, also my brother-in-law at the time. Mm-hmm. And he was
John King.
Yeah, John King. He was always coming up with some novel idea or other. And he thought that a little bit of mystery would help. So one day, it was only three of us, myself, my two brothers, we hit upon a little studio in, I think it was Wardour Street in London, and Derek, myself and Ray put this together literally on the spot. We, you know, it was put together literally there. We had the band's instruments there. We didn't, I think we didn't use a kit, no drums.
Didn't even tell us.
No, really? Yeah. Do you remember the story, Frank?
And we must have used a roadie because I didn't carry the gear in, that's certain. Did you?
When we come along in, Frank, tell us.
Frank may well have carried the stuff in because we.
I think I joined you in 69.
Yeah, so you missed it.
That was before then.
Yeah.
But the Moles thing had caused a little bit, I mean, not a great deal of fuss or anything, but a little bit. And the cat was let out of the bag that it wasn't the Beatles messing about, which originally, believe it or not, people thought it was.
Right.
And I think it was Sid Barrett who sort of like blew the bag, and but God knows why it was so important. We did it as a kind of semi-joke.
Yeah.
I guess John King thought maybe it wouldn't be a joke, it might be just something new and original, but it was basically something, as far as we were concerned, a gag, a musical gag. But EMI let us do it, so there you go.
Sure, well, we'll play this, and then we'll get on to somebody else that you've actually played with and met.
Yeah.
You know that...
We are the moles and we stay in the hole. Yeah.
Play for you there. The wonderful We Are The Moles by The Moles. So we've got all the information that we wanted here. Now, I've got another message in front of me, Mr. Shulman, if I can give this to you here. In no particular order, I believe that this group played with the Beach Boys, the Walker Brothers, Gene Pitney, Dave D, Status Quo, yeah. Mike Cotton Band featuring Terry Riley. Other bands that I think they played with were The Move and The Bonzo Dog and Episode 6. And Black Sabbath and Jethro Tull. I mean, this guy, whoever he may be, seems to be quite knowledgeable. Perhaps you'd like to have a word with him, Phil?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, it's me.
Hold on.
It's Ray here.
Ray.
Yeah.
I put my ears on.
So I'm in on it, too.
Who's speaking?
Ray.
It's Ray.
You're Ray, for Christ.
Remember me?
No, it's getting do you remember him?
Right. They haven't collared you on this as well, have
yes,
they?
Yes, of course.
I'm afraid so. Yeah, I played that awful fuzz stuff on that last record you heard. The fuzz box was actually in the studio. It's the first one we'd ever seen. It's in Trident.
It was Trident, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Trident, yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think, was it Trident in Wardour Street?
Yeah, in St. Anne's Court, Wardour Street.
It was Wardour Street, I was right, yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, yeah, quite. That's
very good evening, Ray. How are you? I'll tell you what, you should have a webcam on this. I mean, you should see what we've got here. We've had Derek on about 15, 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
We don't really have too many more surprises for him, but Tony's here as well.
Tony Rousey's sitting next to me.
Hello, Ray.
Hello, Tony.
You okay?
Yeah, they've sprung him from prison. And
yeah, that's right. Yeah. He's still got the handcuffs on. In and out of Wandsworth with the numbers on his name. Yeah, I know.
Very
squeeze song.
Frank's
here. Phil's here.
Phil, Frank Covey's just sitting.
Frank, come on over here.
Frank.
Yeah, come on.
Is
come
Ray,
on.
Ray on?
Yeah,
Ray.
Yeah, come on, come sit over here, Frank. There we go.
Frank.
Yeah. So we've got Frank's here. So if you've got any message for any of them here, we got them all in situ. Terry's out there. Damon's here.
No, I don't want to send any message.
Why not, though?
Just being antisocial, as usual.
No, why not? Yeah. I'm just amazed that they've strung these people up.
Tell them about the posters on the wall.
Some of these. They've located posters with, for instance, Herbie Goins in the Nighttime is supported by the Roadrunners.
The
Ernie Sears stuff. Remember that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Frank Covey and Phil Freeman did all of this and decorate the studio. Well, Thorngate Halls. Now, there we are. We had a gentleman on the phone, Ray, which was really fascinating, who said, I saw the picture in the Portsmouth News and I was one of the dancers in the front there.
Yeah.
So in Thorngate Hall.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. He's become more important than us, too.
Yeah.
He's on the line.
A lot more important. Yeah. Probably the new mayor, you know. But on the Roadrunners, I was trying to think how old you must have been. How old were you when you started?
In the Roadrunners?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, 15, maybe?
14, 15?
Yeah.
Because I remember when we went out of the country, I was in loco parentis. Remember, I had to sign a form.
That's right. I mean, in fact, the tour of Sweden
that's the one.
When Kites was first out.
He said he can't play after 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
that was in the morning.
The British Embassy in
Eastern
Town we played.
Hold on. We didn't start at this particular club till about 11:30, you know.
Yeah. I think Finland Phil had to be my guardian, I believe.
Yeah. I think one of the great experiences of my life was actually, there's a thing called the argument of force in philosophy, that if you shout hard enough, people will believe you. And do you remember the gig I got when Traffic were playing? Dave Mason and that, I turned up, or the band turned up, and we were playing in Gothenburg, and I had this in front of me, the big gig, must be this place. And the guy who was promoting came out and said, I haven't got you on. And I argued so heartily, believe me. And,
you got on?
I threatened him. He put us, he put us on the bill, but hold on, but hold on. It was somewhere else in the city, and we bunked that gig.
Oh.
We weren't there. we played alongside the other guys and duffed another gig. We didn't get the money either. It was a bugger, isn't it?
Is that right? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a few other things, Ray, down here. Damon turned up as well.
He selected
a few nice tracks as well.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play something now, if I can, Phil, for both of you here, because... Yeah. Talking about Gentle Giant tours, Ray had suggested that we play something by Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
And it's very much to do with the fact that you played with him on German TV.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, people talk about, you know, these guys become mysteries and icons when years go on. But for us, there were a lot of people playing on the same bill. They were just musicians. But he was a genuinely nice fellow, you know. Oh. And all he was particularly interested was where we bought our shirts and things like that, you know. Where'd you get your boots?
He was a real fashion style police, wasn't he?
Very fashion conscious.
Do you remember that we did a tour with a Jimi Hendrix movie?
No, that was...
Yeah, what is that?
That's a really bizarre concept.
It's actually just a movie. Very strange concept.
How low can you get supporting a movie? Yeah, it was bad news. The film was number one. We supported a picture.
Until the night that it didn't happen.
And the band broke down. The band broke down with all the gear in, the headwind. And we couldn't get to the gig, and they beat the projectionist up.
I like
that. Giant.
Right, well, I'll tell you what, Ray, we're going to play a Jimi Hendrix track, but I'm sure Phil's enjoying himself here. We're having a bit of fun.
Excellent, good one.
And we're trying to live. But okay. Great to speak to you, Ray.
Speak to you later.
All the very best. Okay, thank you very much.
I'll speak to you later, Ray.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much, Ray. Cheers. Okay. Bye. What we're going to do, going to give you the Bob Dylan song that he made so popular, All Along the Watchtower, Or you can pick another track if you like. This is instant radio. You can pick any Jimi Hendrix track you like off the CD, or do you want to go... This is what they call car crash radio. You can actually pick a track out and have a quick look down there. It's your choice because it's your show. Simon Dupre, I'm just the guy pushing the buttons. Any track?
I'm just having a quick shift. Hold on.
Okay. What do you think?
No, none of those other than... I like one about, you know, when I paint my masterpiece, that's a classic track, but it's not on that one.
OK, we'll go with All Along the Watchtower then.